the artistic flair you put into each and every task and invention you undertake. Those are just some of the infinite reasons I love you. And I know that I'll keep loving you forever.
Thank you, Mara. Nathan, your turn.
It's my turn. Mara, since almost the first moment I met you, I knew you were the woman I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. I love your heart, your wit.
Excuse me, is someone sitting here?
How direct you are.
Go for it.
I love the way you stutter when you have to speak in public. The way you cry during musicals.
So how do you know the happy couple?
Sorry, I'm just listening.
Right, sorry.
I feel so lucky and honored to get to spend the rest of my life with my best friend.
And now to Nathan and Mara's family and friends.
Beautiful ceremony, don't you think?
Hold on, just one second.
Do you support this union and affirm that these two should be married today?
We do.
No, I most certainly do not.
That's Carol. Carol's job was to ruin weddings. That's right. Families, friends, exes hired Carol.
If I tell Hampton that I'm the guy his fiancée's sleeping with, he's never going to speak to me again. But I can't really let him marry the adultering sleazebag because he is my best friend.
That Julie's just not right for my Philip. A mother always knows.
To ruin the weddings of their families, friends, exes.
What Stefan and I have goes back years. Here are the receipts from our last trip to Aspen.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hampton. I never slept with her. I've never slept with any woman.
That's your favorite breakfast order on the receipt.
If I were lying, then how would I know about the birthmark on Philip's... Sorry, can I borrow that? The birthmark on the back of Phil's upper thigh. Looks like a tiny umbrella.
How did Carol stomach being the destroyer of so much love?
Julie, I swear.
How could you?
Simple. Carol didn't believe in love. Not since she'd had her heart broken. What she did believe in was cold, hard cash.
Thank you so much. You saved my Phil's life. He'll see it one day.
Yeah. Show it in the tip.
Or at least that was all she believed in. Until she met someone who helped her find love once more.
Hey, wait!
I'm sorry. If Nathan's gonna pretend like the night we shared in Cinderella's castle meant nothing...
You don't remember me, do you?
You're the guy I was just sitting next to. I have to go. I've cried in public enough for that man.
You can drop the act. I know who you are.
Excuse me?
2 weeks ago, at the Marriott on Broad, you ruined my wedding.
I don't know.
You ruined my wedding. And now you... you are gonna help me fix it.
Today in the Truth, the Wedding Objector.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to The Wedding Objector.
Okay, who are you again, and how did you find me?
My name is Cole.
That's Cole. He's a real sweetheart. Some might say he's a bit naive, but they're wrong. Well, they're not wrong, but he's a sweetheart. Cole was all set to marry the love of his life, Genevieve.
The man I am with you is the man I always want to be. Genevieve O'Healy, will you marry me?
Oh my God, Cole. Of course I will.
I didn't mean to rhyme there.
But at their wedding, Carol...
And do you, Genevieve, take this man...
I object!
...altered his plans.
Please, you have to tell my fiancé, ex-fiancé, that all the stuff you said about me wasn't true.
What stuff?
You said that you were my official business trip mistress.
Not ringing any bells. You sure it was me?
You had compromising pictures of us in some kind of hotel conference room, and hot tub, and what looked like a gym. You're very good at Photoshop.
What's your point?
Look, whoever asked you to do that, whatever they paid you, I'll double it, okay? If you just tell Genevieve, it was all a lie.
Why can't you just do it?
I tried. She doesn't believe me.
Ouch. Sounds like you guys have some trust issues.
We got engaged very quickly because, well, we just knew. You know how you just know?
No.
Please, you have to help me. Haven't you ever been in love?
No, thank God.
But Carol was lying. She had been in love once. She had even gotten married. It just hadn't ended well.
Look, I already spent the money I got for your wedding. If my client found out, I'd be breaking a contract.
But I'll pay you double what they paid you.
And who would hire me after? No, it's too big a risk.
Well, you're taking a risk either way. Because if you don't help me, I'm gonna make sure every wedding you go to knows you're lying. And destroy you and your livelihood until every last person you've ever met knows what a complete and utter fraud you are.
Judging by how much you're sweating right now, Cole, I'm not sure I believe that you're capable of that.
Well, I will. It's definitely plan B, though. Plan A is you help me and I don't tell anybody.
Fine. But I'm only doing it for the cash.
Understood.
Cash money.
No, I get it.
Okay, well, really, genuinely, I want you to pay me in cash.
Oh, sure, yeah, I can do that.
Okay, buddy, lead the way.
So, Carol and Cole set out to find Genevieve. A shocking turn of kindness for Carol's cold heart. Could she be maid of honor, after all?
Oh, take a left here.
God, give me a little more warning next time.
Sorry, you know, we could have taken my car.
The only thing I know about you is that you hate me. You think I'm gonna get in a car with you behind the wheel?
Fair enough. So, why do you do it anyway?
At the weddings? I don't know. I need the money.
Doesn't seem like the stablest way to make money.
It's not like my life plan, okay? It's just temporary. I lost my job, I'm an insurance auditor, and I just need something to get me through for a while.
I'm sorry. Bad economy right now.
Yeah. Plus, I stopped showing up for work, stopped working from home, stopped bathing for a while. The first time I did it, interrupted a wedding, it was for this woman I knew, and she was sure the groom was cheating on her sister, but she couldn't prove it. And it was right after my divorce, and I was pissed. So I just did it, so that it was done. You know, so they didn't build this whole life around a lie, just because no one was willing to tell the truth. And then I did it again, and again. Kind of developed some tricks, a style, kind of like a serial killer. And all of a sudden, it was my new job. The only job I could motivate myself to do.
You were married?
You know, a lot of the time, I really am helping. I'm saying stuff that's true. I'm just pretending to be the one it happened with, or the one who found out, so that other people don't have to take the blame. And, you know, for the ones that aren't as, you know, maybe the ones that don't deserve it, it doesn't always work.
Take a right here.
Once in a while, I do my whole spiel, and they just kick me out and get married anyway.
So, you see yourself as some kind of final test.
You seem like a nice guy, Cole. Considering everything, you could be treating me a lot worse right now. But marriage isn't easy. If you can't even make it through the ceremony, what makes you think you can make it through a lifetime?
Sorry about your divorce.
Nothing to cry about. It was just a marriage.
You can pull over here.
Here is where Genevieve had lived before her wedding. Cole was convinced she'd gone back to living there, but her roommates wouldn't confirm anything because they considered him the literal devil.
What do you want, Cole?
I'm looking for Genevieve. Have you seen her?
No.
That feels like a lie.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, we tried.
Joy, please. Remember Carol from my wedding?
Duh, your mistress.
His waitress?
His work mistress.
Exactly, except, no, she's not, and... Could we come in for a second so I can explain, please? For all the dinners I've cooked here that you never paid me back for?
Fine.
Thank you.
Joy, was it?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, well, Cole just called you Joy.
So, what did you come here to say?
Carol can explain everything.
What?
Oh my gosh, Cole's here! We haven't seen you in forever.
Not since he humiliated our friend.
Still, I miss you.
Right. So, the reason I am here is to confirm I'm not really Cole's, you know...
War.
His war?
His work whore.
Wouldn't that just be whore?
No, because you need the W from work.
Right, but...
Carol.
Okay, right. Someone hired me to go to your friend's wedding and say all that stuff about me and Cole and make sure the wedding didn't happen.
Are you serious? Creepy.
Yeah, I do it a couple times a month. Sometimes people don't... So for whatever reason, like a jealous ex-spinster sister, yada, yada, yada.
That's so crazy and awful. And sexy.
Makes sense to me.
Anyway, that's what I was doing at the wedding. So, my bad. Cole?
Now will you guys tell me where Jenny is?
She's staying here. But she's not here right now.
Do you know where she might be?
Well, she was really upset about the whole, like, wedding thing. So she's kind of been spending a lot of time with... Robert.
Robert?
He's been really comforting.
She was, like, in a dark place. And he was all sort of swoop, swoop, you know? But he's just been helping her deal. Nothing romantic, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Unclear.
Robert Vanlin?
Yes. Wait. Is he who hired you?
Well, legally, I can't say, but...
But what?
He's Genevieve's old boyfriend. They broke up about a year before we got together.
He has the sickest calves. Not a great boyfriend, though.
He was the literal devil.
You said that about Cole, too.
All men are devils in this kingdom of hell.
But Robbie was, like, special bad, you know? He'd blow her off and wouldn't tell her till really late, and basically he just never showed her, you know?
Showed her what?
You know, like, showed her.
Do you mean his penis?
No, like, showed her. Like, you get it.
Do you know where they are now?
No.
Okay, Carol, let's go.
What? You want to just drive all over town aimlessly?
If that's what it takes.
Okay, fine. I guess you're at least the better one. They went to Bradford Street to walk around and get coffee or something. That's all I know.
Bradford Street?
Thank you.
This doesn't mean I trust you.
Carol, let's go.
Good luck, Cole. And if it doesn't work out, call me.
And so the pair headed to Bradford Street. Cole hoping to fix his future, and Carol trying hard not to remember her past.
Okay, so Bradford Street is just around the next corner.
I know how to get there.
Oh, do you live around here?
Not anymore. It's where my husband and I lived.
Oh, sorry. So, what happened with you two?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I didn't know him as well as I thought I did. Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
One day we were happy, the next I was sitting on the street with nothing to my name but a mediocre Beanie Baby collection.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. But thank you.
Maybe you'll find someone else. Someone better.
I don't think so.
You never know. The right guy could be much closer than you think.
Carol and Cole arrived at Bradford Street to look for Genevieve and Robert. As they searched, Carol found herself confronted with more and more memories of her once happy marriage. The museum she'd met her husband at. The bowling alley where they'd celebrated her birthday. The bookstore where he'd proposed.
There she is. In the coffee shop, across the street.
Hi, welcome to Pop and Pop. Can I get you started on something to drink?
Huh? Oh, we're not here for coffee.
If you want to play with the puppies, unfortunately, you do have to order something first. Cafe policy.
Play with the what is this place?
Pop and Pop. the premier Pat a Puppy Cafe of the whole state.
Well, we're not here for... We're just here to talk to... Okay, that's fair. I'll take a small coffee, one sugar. I'll be right back for it. I just have to talk to those people over there. Come on, Carol.
Which is why I think this trip would be really good for you.
Well, that's sweet, Robbie, but I'm not ready to go on a solo vacation right now.
Of course you're not. That's why I'm going with you.
Genevieve?
Cole, what are you doing here?
I don't think Bibi's ready to see you, bro.
Okay. Remember how I told you that the woman at our wedding was a setup? Well, I can prove it.
What?
Carol?
What? Yeah.
We're proving it?
But Carol was distracted by another all-too-familiar face. The face of her ex-husband. The man who broke her heart.
Beep, you don't have to listen to this. Let's go.
Her husband wasn't literally there, of course. That would be incredible timing. Truly unbelievable.
Wait, Jenny, hear me out. Carol, tell her.
Hold on. I think I just need to sit down for a second.
But the familiar places, the couple fighting, the sense of nostalgia and loss, and the puppies... Did I mention Carol's husband got the dog in her divorce?
Carol!
We're leaving right now!
I told you to stop contacting me! I cannot believe you would bring that one.
It's gonna be $2.75 for the coffee.
Carol, they're leaving! Carol!
We'll return to the wedding objector in just a moment. But first, we are here in my apartment. We're social distancing, right, Sadie?
I know, because there's a sickness going around.
Because there's a sickness going around. And we have been here for a really long time. For how long?
Just a million days.
But luckily in our home, we're surrounded by beautiful furniture, and we bought a lot of it through Article. Article is the easiest way to make your space look beautiful. It's a direct-to-consumer furniture company that combines the curation of a boutique furniture store with the comfort and simplicity of shopping online. And we have all kinds of stuff.
I got a shelf.
You got a shelf?
Yeah.
It's where she keeps all of her most valuable things.
Like sleepy toys and things to play with.
The furniture on Article is beautifully crafted. It's made of quality materials, durable construction. And Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/truth, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/truth to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Now I want to play pretend.
Okay, Sadie, I'm coming. That's article.com/truth. Do you experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have trouble sleeping at least once a week? Well, you're not alone. Many of us do. I happen to have trouble sleeping at night. I go to sleep, but then a few hours later, I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't get back to sleep. And I was searching for anything that would help. And then I discovered Feels. It's a premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. Feels naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. I just put a few drops under my tongue about a half an hour before I go to bed. And I wake up when I want to wake up. Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member by going to feels.com/truth, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/truth to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. feals.com/truth. Now back to the wedding objector.
Carol, what the heck was that? You let Genevieve leave! Are you okay?
I'm sorry.
You completely bailed back there! Seriously, are you okay?
I'm fine. I just...
Well, come on. I think they're headed to the airport. We can try again.
No.
Sorry, it's just I really do need you to pay for the coffee if you're going to keep using the table.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
I can't do this.
What do you mean you can't do this? First you ruined my wedding. Then you say you'll help me fix it, and now you're ruining it again? I don't get it. What is wrong with you?
Hey! I didn't want to help you, remember?
So what? You were just leading me on? You were never planning to help?
No, that's not fair.
So if you guys could lower your voices, it's just the yelling is actually unpleasant.
I'll tell you what's not fair. Having some stranger show up to what's supposed to be the happiest day of your life and telling all of your friends and family that she's your
If you don't know the slang, you could just say cheating.
You know, I actually started to think that you were nice, that maybe you were just going through something, but you are a... not a nice person.
Oh, okay. Well, at least I'm not some loser in love with a knockoff Zooey Deschanel.
Don't talk about the love of my life like that.
Again, guys, I don't want to be stern, but the raised voices does upset the puppies.
Okay, give me a break. How in love could you really have been? Your wedding was, what, 2 weeks ago? And she's already going on vacation with another guy.
She needs space to decompress.
Oh, grow up. Your relationship is a joke. I would feel sorry for you if it was a little less pathetic.
Don't! I'd rather be me than some too-good-for-love, bitter divorcee.
Fine. I'm done.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah, go ahead. Follow me to weddings. Tell everyone how horrible I am. I don't care. I'm done helping you.
Well, thank you. For nothing!
Yeah, well, you're welcome for nothing!
Were you gonna pay for his coffee, or...?
And so, Carol found herself ushered into a new low. She had lost her friend, her spirit. The only thing she didn't lose was her crippling debt. She tried to object at more weddings.
When Jackie and Tyler first asked me to officiate their wedding, I was touched.
Wait, I have something to say. My name is Sandy, and that...
But it seemed she had also lost her nerve.
That is the most beautiful wedding dress I have ever seen.
So she stopped going to weddings. Most days, she stayed at home, selling off her Beanie Baby collection online.
That's your best offer? Oh, come on. She's a ghost version Princess Diana Bear.
Then one day...
Hi, you've reached Carol. Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. Jump up my ass and cry about it.
Hi, Carol. It's Cole. I wanted to say I'm sorry. I shouldn't... Cole Brewer, by the way, I don't know if you know any other Coles. I'm sorry I was so rude the other day. I was upset and... Actually, I don't know if I ever told you my last name. I'm the Cole from the wedding. Anyway, I'm sorry. And I really do think you're a nice person. I hope you're feeling better.
That Cole really is a sweetheart. Unfortunately, his message only made Carol feel worse. Eventually, she found herself on the couch, watching video highlights from the wedding that started it all. Her own.
I think we're gonna be very happy.
Shut up, old Carol!
I mean, how could we not be? I'm marrying my best friend and we get to be together forever.
Stupid, younger, happier me.
This went on for... some time. Too much time. Come on, sweetheart, get it together. And then one day...
Hi, you've reached Carol. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now. Jump up my ass and cry about it.
Hi, Carol the wedding lady? Listen, I can't talk this evening. I'm on a party bus, so it might be kind of bad. I've been trying to call Cole, but I can't... Whatever. The point is, Genevieve is back in town. Robert, they're getting married at that church on Chapel Drive. A lot of people should be there at 5:30 p.m. today. By the way, I like your voicemail.
Genevieve and Robert are getting married? Oh my God!
And so, Carol decided to interrupt one last wedding.
Cole! It's Carol! I'm sorry! I'm not going away, Cole. Not until you talk to me. I'll bang on this door all night if I...
Hi, I'm sorry. Cole can't come to the door right now. He's just in the shower, I think. Can I help you?
Oh, I am so sorry. Are you...
Cole's mother, yes.
Oh, can you just let him know that Carol stopped by?
Would you like to wait for him? He shouldn't be long.
Oh, maybe... If that's not too much trouble.
No trouble at all. Have we met? You look very familiar.
Oh, I don't know. It's possible.
Carol!
Oh, there he is now.
What are you doing at my parents' house? How did you know to find me here?
Oh, wait. You're the woman from the wedding.
What? Can I talk to you outside for a second, Cole?
Okay.
Great. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Brewer. I'll just, thank you.
It's actually Mrs. Sinclair. She didn't take my dad's name.
Genevieve and Robert are getting married today.
What? How do you know?
Why do you care how we know? It doesn't matter. We have to stop them.
You never returned my call.
I know. I'm sorry. You were right. I wasn't in a good place, but I'm working through it thanks to you. Now I'd like to return the favor. So what do you say? Want to help me interrupt one last wedding?
I don't know.
What?
I loved Genevieve. Love her. She really is happy with Robert. I don't want to take that away from her.
Oh, Cole, you're too nice. Don't you think Genevieve deserves all the facts before she makes the biggest mistake of her life?
Okay. But I'm driving this time.
No, you're not. Get in the car.
Okay.
Carol and Cole raced to the church, arriving just in time for...
Take your lawfully wedded wife till death parts you.
Wait! Stop! I object!
Who are you?
My name is Carol, and I'm here to stop your wedding. You're not Genevieve.
Nope. I'm Emily.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Is there another chapel around here? I'm looking for a Genevieve.
Like my bridesmaid, Genevieve?
Genevieve!
Cole, what are you doing here?
Excuse me, we're kind of in the middle of getting married.
Yeah, sorry, this'll just take a sec. Genevieve, you might not remember me.
Of course I remember you. You're Cole's Willette.
His wallet?
His work slut. You ruined my wedding.
Right.
You humiliated me in front of all of my friends and family.
Yes, okay, so good, you remember me.
And then when you were leaving, you stepped on my Nana's foot with your high heels, and we had to take her to the hospital.
Okay, I did not know that, and I am very sorry.
She died a few days later.
Oh my God.
They say it was unrelated.
Okay, well that's...
Hello!
Right, one second. Look, Genevieve and everyone else, I came here today to confess. My name is Carol, and I get paid to interrupt and ruin people's weddings. And I thought it was okay, because I stopped believing in love. So it didn't really feel like I was ruining something important, but then Cole found me.
Hi, everyone. Beautiful flowers.
And he reminded me that real love does exist, and it's worth fighting for. Genevieve, all that stuff I said about being Cole's whatever, it wasn't true. I was paid to say that. By Robert. Because he wanted to spoil your wedding. Cole didn't do anything wrong. He loves you. A lot. And from what I can tell, he's one of the good ones.
Robert, is this true?
It is, babe.
Why?
After we broke up, I kept thinking about you with another guy. Talking to another guy, eating with another guy, sleeping with another guy, and I didn't like it. So when I heard you were getting married, I hired that lady, Carol, my dad used the last time he was supposed to marry my mom, to ruin it. And then when it worked, I asked you out again.
That is the most... romantic thing anyone has ever done for me.
Really?
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 It's always been you, Robbie.
What the hell?
I was gonna wait till after Emily and Brian's wedding ceremony to do this, but, okay, sorry. Excuse me. So sorry. Just let, like, just move to the side. And, great. Just one more. Go. Genevieve O'Haley, will you marry me?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God!
Cool, so this is still our wedding, right?
Shh, Brian. Yes, Robbie. Yes. Of course I'll marry you.
Are you kidding me?
Nice of them to invite us to the reception, all things considered. I mean, my ex-fiance is over there engaged to another guy, but at least there's cake.
I'm sorry it didn't work out.
Yeah. I guess you were right.
About what?
If it's the right match, the couple gets married anyway.
You can do better.
Thanks. You know, I've been thinking, maybe sometime when you and I are both in a better place, we could go on a date or something. If you want.
I'd like that.
You want to dance?
Sure, but I've had enough of these slow tunes.
Oh, actually, I thought a slow dance
hey,
might be...
DJ, can we get some songs a little more up-tempo?
Not a fan of a love song?
No, not right now.
I'd have thought it'd be all you listen to. A beautiful woman like yourself.
Me? Stop. I'm not even dressed for the wedding.
Really, Carol, a slow dance would be nice.
Well, not dressed for the wedding suits you.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm Carol.
Nice to meet you, Carol. I'm Bruce. And that's how Carol met me and finally learned how to love again.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. The Wedding Objector was written by Mary McDonnell and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Bianca Casasole, David Ebert, Thomas Whittington as Bruce, the voiceover guy, and you can find a full list of credits on our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Special thanks to Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts, and you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Kara Ehlenfeldt. Our associate editor is Davey Gardner. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.